高考英语听力考试模拟试题四。第一段对话，回答第一题。
Would you show me the way to the post office, please?
Walk out of this building from the main gate. Turn to the right and walk about 200 meters. You will be at the main street. Then, turn left, walk about 100 meters,And you'll see an 8-story building at the corner. That's the post office.
第二段对话，回答第二题。
Why not answer my question? Can you see the blackboard?
Yes, I can, but I don't know the answer.
第三段对话，回答第三题。
John wants to see you today.
I would rather he came tomorrow than today.
第四段对话，回答第四题。
How often do you write to your mother?
Twice a week.
第五段对话，回答第五题。
I have been waiting here for about half an hour. Why did you take so long to park the car?
I'm sorry. I had to drive 2 blocks.Before I discovered a place to park.
第六段对话，回答第六至七题。
Do you want to watch television tonight, Dennis?
Well, there's nothing interesting, but turn it on if you want to.
I want to see the program, Changjiang Travel.
Oh, I forgot that was on tonight. I'd like to see it too.
It comes on at 9 o'clock.
Is there any other interesting program?
Yes, I remember there's a football match on Star TV station.
Oh, great. Let's watch it.
Let me see. The paper says it starts at 1 o'clock tomorrow morning.
1 o'clock tomorrow morning?Then I'd prefer to sleep.
第七段对话，回答第八至十一题。
You look a bit worried, Tessie. Is there anything wrong?
No, not really.
Are you sure? You don't seem yourself today somehow.
Well, I've got to find a new flat somewhere.They are going to pull down the building where I'm living at the moment.
Well, is that such a problem?
Yes, it is when you've only got a week to do it.
A week? That's quite a short time.
Oh, I've known about it for ages, but I haven't done anything about it somehow.
Oh, I see. Well, Tessie, if I were you...I'd start looking through the papers straight away.
I have. Every day for the last week.
And you haven't found anywhere?
No, not a thing. The flats were either too expensive or too far away, or someone had already rented them. So I really don't know what to do.
I see your problem.Perhaps you could put an advert in the paper, you know, saying that you're looking for a flat.
Yes, I could do that, I suppose. But it all takes time, doesn't it? And if that doesn't work, then I'm worse off than before.
Yes, I can see why you're worried. Hey, wait a minute. Of course. How stupid of me.
What, Peter?
Ken, my brother, he is an estate agent. I'm sure he'll be able to help you. Why don't you and I go around to see him after work?
Well, that sounds like a marvelous idea, I must say. But are you sure he'll be able to help?
Yes, of course. I'm his brother, remember. Don't worry. He'll find you a place. Wait and see.
Oh, that's wonderful, Peter. Thanks a lot.
第八段对话，回答第十二至十四题。
People say Abraham Lincoln is the greatest American, you know.
Yes, many American people do think so, and they feel proud of Lincoln. He rose from the lowest to the highest position in the United States.
Do you know how he was killed?
Yes, it was on April 14, 1865, after a very busy day.Lincoln and his wife went to see a play at a theater in Washington. A 25-year-old man, who was from the South, suddenly shot Lincoln through the head.
Did he die immediately when he was shot?
No, he didn't. He died early the next morning in the hospital.
第九段独白，回答第十五至十八题。
The word hello is probably used more often than any other one in the English language. Everybody in the U.S. uses the word again and again every day of the week. The first thing you hear when you pick up the phone is hello, unless the caller is an Englishman. He must say, Are you here? The American inventorThomas Edison is believed to be the first person who used hello in the late 1800s, soon after his invention of the telephone. He was a man of few words. He wasted no time. The first time he picked up the phone, he didn't ask if anyone was there, and simply said, Hello?
第十段独白，回答第十九至二十题。
Many thousands of years ago, people lived only in hot countries. They didn't live in the cold countries because they could not keep warm. Then, they learned how to make clothes when an animal was killed. They cut off its skin, then put the skins around their bodies. The skins kept them warm. Skins which had fur on them were the best.Even today, some people wear animal furs to keep them warm.